Now John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street to finish up the week in the markets and economic news. Good morning, John.
Good morning. And, you know, Bill, it's really been a strange week because the market keeps marching upward in spite of the fact that the economic data that should support the march of the market is pretty, anemic, I guess you would say. Yesterday, the Dow was up 92. The NASDAQ, another really good day, up 29. The S&P up 11 points. And the futures are up this morning about 30 points. Nobody seems to be able to explain this, except there's no place else to put money with interest rates so low. But there are a number of interesting company releases. For example, it looked like that the turnaround at Hewlett-Packard that Meg Whitman has been trying to engineer for a couple of years may be actually taking hold. They actually beat Wall Street's expectations with a 16% jump in first quarter profits. They made $1.4 billion. That's 90 cents a share. That's 6 cents a share better than the experts on Wall Street expected. And interestingly enough, the profits were up even though the revenue was down 1%, and that's because she's concentrating on reducing cost down almost 4%. They continue to see a decline, though, in certain areas, like when you think of Hewlett-Packard, a lot of people immediately think of printing. That's a section of their company that continues to decline in terms of the revenue it contributes. Priceline.com, I know you see their ads all the time. Their fourth quarter profit up 31%, beating Wall Street's expectations. Interesting where it came from. Really strong growth in airline and hotel bookings. Total revenue up about 29%. And get this, their gross margin, 86.5%. How'd you like to run a company that has that type of gross margin? The stock was up about $9 a share yesterday. Today it's up almost $30 a share before the market opens, trading at over $1,300 a share, if you can believe that. But they made $288 million with an 86% gross margin. I guess that's pretty easy to do. Yesterday, you saw the numbers, or heard about the numbers from DirecTV. They're the number one, of course, U.S. satellite provider, and they beat Wall Street's expectations. Their stock had a good day. They reported 93,000 new subscribers. Well, today, Dish Networks, number two, their number's not nearly as good. Very sluggish growth, added only 8,000 new subscribers. Their fourth quarter sales were below estimates, but in spite of that, their stock is, by the way, has doubled in the last 12 months, and in spite of these kind of lackluster numbers before the market opens this morning, Dish Network, their stock is up about 5%. And you may remember that famous line in Forrest Gump when he says, life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. Well, the family that owns Russell Stover Candies, privately held by the family, is putting the company up for sale. Some experts say the price tag may fetch as much as $1 billion, and they're the number three U.S. candy manufacturer. And I guess maybe they'll be saying, well, we don't know what we're going to get either, but maybe we can get $1 billion for this box of chocolates.
Well, I tell you, I like the copper kettle maybe a little better than Russell Stover, but I'll take any of that candy.
Well, and I imagine, if you own that thing, $1 billion sounds pretty good right now.
It does. Well, yeah. John, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Join him right there at that location to talk over some of the ideas you may have about your finances or something you heard about on the broadcast today. You could call him, too, at 479-782-2527 or email John, and we'd like you to do it just with a question, something that you find of interest in the broadcast or something concerning your finances or something you're concerned about that could happen in the future. Get his thoughts on it. You can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.